Hello, Internet, and welcome to another episode of All of My Issues. In this episode, episode 65, it's a pretty news-heavy episode. We talk about the Avengers Endgame re-release. We talk a little bit about Spider-Man Far From Home. It's just getting ready to come out. We also talk about DC Universe and the upcoming Youngstown Comic Con that we're going to be at. There's a few other tidbits that we throw in there as well. So, without further ado, let's get started. I'm Rick.
I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
All right, and we have news. We have news to talk about. And I tell you what, we're just going to change up the opening every time. Switch it around, you know. And we'll talk like, the news.
Every time that you say, I just got to say this out loud. I've never said this, but every time you go into your... Hello! I'm reminded of an old Monty Python sketch where there was Mrs. Premise and Mrs. Conclusion.
Hello!
I was thinking, think of that. So.
That's kind of the direction I was going for, I guess. I don't know. Or old-timey news.
In the news.
In the news.
I can do the old-timey news voice.
Yeah, we should do the whole podcast. Old-timey news voice.
We're going to try that?
We could.
Let's go.
Right. We're going to talk about Good Omens.
Good Omens?
DC Universe.
The DC Universe. Okay, meanwhile.
I can't do this.
All right. Well, it was fun while I was there. So, yeah, we're going to talk about Good Omens, the DC Universe, and the different shows that are on there. We're going to talk a little bit about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I guess. And we're going to tease some upcoming podcast topics. Oh, yeah. Yep. And we'll talk about Avengers Endgame additional footage.
Yeah.
And also there's a movie that's going to be kind of a end to the Endgame, I guess. Spider-Man Far From Home.
Okay.
So should we begin with...
Well, first off, I ever tell you the best old-timey news voice that I've ever heard?
Tell us.
It was. I was watching, and who knows what it was, but they would show the old news clips of some old movie, like maybe Ivan Costello. I don't know. And they were talking about the day that John Dillinger died.
Okay.
And I got to remember
that. John Dillinger.
They literally say something along. I'm going to mess this up because I haven't prepared this because this just came up. They go, "This is all that's left of America's most feared gangster. A bullet-ridden corpse on a cold marble slab."
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
There was a certain panache to the old-timey news.
How crazy is it that this sticks with me? Because we're talking, I saw that when I was maybe 12. And that's pretty much the words. Like, because literally they're just showing a sheet.
Yeah. A bullet-ridden
morgue.
That is pretty crazy.
Sorry.
That's fun.
I digressed. Yeah. That might be a new record for the earliest digression. We didn't even make it through the hellos.
That's right. Or even really the topics. Well, I guess we kind of finished the topics. Old-timey news.
Meanwhile, back at...
There we go.
Good Omens.
Every once in a while, we'll just... In a phrase like this.
That's right. See? We're going to talk about good omens. Are they good, bad? Who knows? It's an omen. It's good. That's a little Seinfeld kind of.
You did.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up with these good omens?
What's the deal with these good omens?
Who are these angels?
Yes. What are the demons? Are they demons? It's weird. It's crazy. Can demons be good? Can omens be good? I don't know.
I remember seeing the Omen. George, you remember seeing the Omen?
It definitely wasn't good. Okay, I don't know.
Part of me just wants to open the door really quick and say something really racist.
Oh, man.
He will never live that down.
No, no, sir. No, sir.
Have you ever seen
boom, 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 boom,
have you ever seen Jerry Seinfeld freaking out on Larry King?
No, 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 no. That sounds like that needs to be.
Larry King says something like, "So your show ended after so many years, and it wasn't canceled, was it? It was your." And Jerry like freaks out on him. He's like, no. He's like, "It was the most popular show on TV, Larry. Yeah. Didn't you do your research?" Like he's all,
"Yeah, it had the worst viral episode ever."
There's a bit of a difference between being canceled, yeah, being the highest rated show on television.
Literally every other episode of that show better than the final episode.
Yes,
I mean that's impossible. Like has that? I mean, I don't think any other show has ever pulled that off.
Nope.
No.
I mean, I don't know.
But Game of Thrones tried.
They tried.
No, no, no. You don't know. How I Met Your Mother. How I Met Your Mother did.
Really?
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, I thought some people liked it though.
No,
I thought, no. Not
a Dexter.
Dexter.
Yeah, Dexter is pretty bad too, though. But that whole final season was kind of...
Yeah. But still, was it better than the last episode? I didn't watch the last season.
I never made it through the last season.
The world made
everything. Yeah, yeah.
This is the center of the Tootsie Pop.
Yeah, and yes, yes. I was like...
It just quits on
yeah. I started watching and I was like, oh, no, this is just not getting... This is just... No, I didn't want to... Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured I'd just read about it.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
There you go.
And it was pretty much... It sounded as bad as I thought it was going to be. So, yeah. Yeah. Dexter was good, though. For a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The John Lithgow season was the only one I have, because that's the only one that
The only one you watched?
That's the only one.
Oh, man, you got to watch the seasons before that.
I know, I've watched the other one, but that's the only one that I care to own.
Oh, really? Okay.
That was a good show. I'm not going to be wrong, but that's the one that was like, this season's awesome.
Yeah, that season was pretty good. That's pretty, yeah.
That's kind of everything you
need to know. I kind of wish they would have played with that element of him being the family man yet still being the serial killer. I wish I would have went on for like another season or so, because I think that, you know, him trying to hide it from his wife would be a lot more entertaining.
Dexter!
But yeah, exactly, exactly. Why do you have blood on your hands? Oh, I stabbed, you know, something with my thumb. I don't know.
You should make a TV show called That's So Dexter.
Yeah, yeah, that's so that's so Dexter. All right, well.
Meanwhile, back at Good Omen.
Yes.
Good Omens.
Let's actually talk about the first topic.
Let's do it. Let's do it. All right, Good Omens. What, all of us have
seen? No.
No?
Sam has not.
Sam has not.
I have not.
I've watched all six episodes.
I have watched all five of the six episodes. So, five out of six.
So, tell me, how does this show rate? Because I'm interested.
I liked it so much that I felt like writing a sternly worded letter to some other streaming company.
Yeah.
Saying to take it off the air.
Because it was so good.
Because it was so good.
Yeah.
No, I liked the book a lot better. And I read the book 20 years ago, so I don't even remember the book, but I remember laughing out loud at the book. There's some things they don't mention specifically. The way there's stuff that you can get out of a book that you can't get out of a television show, so usually the books are better. Yeah. I get that. But
and they kind of modernized it a little bit.
Well, they had to.
Yeah. I mean,
writing something in the 80s, and there was no cell phones then and all the other
great guys. Right, right, yeah, yeah.
Michael McKean, I really like his character.
Yeah, yeah, his character was good. Yeah. I thought David Tennant and
Michael Sheen.
Michael Sheen were awesome.
Yeah.
In the character roles. I mean, I don't know if I would have really thought of David Tennant in that role.
Yeah.
You know, but
I almost would have thought of them in reverse based on, you know, David Tennant being Doctor Who and Michael Sheen being in Underworld.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he wasn't.
Well, but then David Tennant is also, Purple Man.
I know, yeah.
And Bad Samaritan. There's a movie, Bad Samaritan, with him. He's a bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't see that one either.
Yeah. That's pretty recent, though.
Yeah, it is pretty recent. So you could catch that probably on Netflix or Amazon.
Yeah. ding, on your preferred streaming service. But yeah, I liked it. I was trying to, as because it's been a long time since I read the book too, but I remember loving the book when I read it. I was trying to remember what was in the book and what wasn't in the book, and you know, all that kind of stuff and what they left out. So a lot of it I couldn't really remember, but there'd be things that would happen on the show that was like, oh yeah, that's like straight from the book.
Yeah.
And then other things where I'm like, I don't remember if that's exactly how that happened or not, but overall I thought it was really good.
Okay.
I enjoyed it. There's been like some sort of mention about a season two, right? Hasn't there been?
I haven't heard about it.
I thought I heard rumors about that, but I was like, how are they going to do that?
I mean, theoretically they could, but it would not involve.
It wouldn't be the book. No.
I don't know how they could, because you know, with that being so tied into Terry Pratchett, and he's not here to write it. So
yeah,
I mean, I feel like it's a standalone.
Yeah, I hope so. We'll do like a Tales of Good Omens.
But I mean, I know Neil Gaiman was really involved with this based on what he said when I saw him in Cleveland and stuff like that. And everything was a would Terry approve of this was his decision making process, and he would fight stuff with the studios for content. So I doubt that they would.
Well, that's good though.
And they never mention. I recall them ever mentioning during the show that no matter what you try to listen to in his car, that it becomes Queen's Greatest Hits.
Yeah.
But they just play Queen's Greatest Hits.
Throughout
it.
Yeah. That was one of the favorite things for me in the book was every time that they, you know, that was.
I thought the Hellhound worked better in the book because you could catch all of the Hound's thoughts.
Whereas
you were having God explain it in the.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
Anything about the controversy we want to talk about?
We can. We love controversy.
20,000 people begging Netflix to not air it again.
Yeah, that was. Those people are geniuses.
Yeah.
Yeah, because why? Because it wasn't on Netflix.
No. And again, it literally is a story about how everything they believe is true, just presented in a comedic way. Not even comedic half the time. Just in an odd way.
Yeah.
Quirky. Whatever.
Quirky way.
Eccentric, maybe.
Yes, yeah. I eccentric, that's a good word.
Yeah. So I just don't understand why they are that upset.
Yeah, because it's not like it's the first show to do that.
No.
Or, you know.
Or the most offensive to do it.
No.
Exactly.
I mean, it's really not offensive at all. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't think it's offensive. Personally.
Hey, I watch Supernatural, so I don't know what they're complaining about.
Right.
And we had mentioned earlier too that there's literally a show called Lucifer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also based on something Neil Gaiman wrote.
Right. Exactly. But also, like, I don't think Lucifer, like, I think there was an initial pushback against that show when it first came out, but I think after it was on for a little while and people got to see what it was really about, possibly that pushback kind of died down.
Yeah.
It seems like, because it's not about evil per se or anything like that. I don't think there's like, and if anything, I think the whole series is kind of more about redemption in a way.
Yeah.
You know, so if anything, it's promotes a.
But at the end of the day,
positive outlook.
Fiction.
You either turn it on and watch it or turn it off.
Yeah, you don't like it.
It's
you
not
don't
attacking have to watch little kids.
It. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not attacking little kids, so.
Yeah. So just let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
No, don't do that. No, soon we'll just be building snowmen, and none of us want this.
Nope.
Oh, it's stuck in my head already.
You don't want to build a snowman.
Kuna Matata. Oh, it's a small world. Okay.
All right. Okay. So, on to the next topic, I guess.
On to the next topic.
DC Universe, the little streaming service that could
Could have been.
A little streaming service I didn't have.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I didn't watch it. Anything.
Yeah, I guess I'm the only one that actually... Yeah. And I got it because of Swamp Thing.
Yes.
And then shortly after I got it, Swamp Thing got canceled.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, they're still airing the first season. And
global warming.
Yeah. And
so tell us what you think about it.
So far, you know, they haven't shown the whole season or anything like that, because they're basically each week a new episode comes out, which I didn't realize they were going to do it that way either. I thought all the season comes out and it'd be like a Netflix type thing where you can just binge the whole thing, because that was my kind of plan, was I was going to binge it all in 1 month and
they want you to tune in
and then, you know, unsubscribe the next month. But no, that's not how it works. But so far, it has been... Swamp Thing's been really good.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's canceled.
Okay.
Which, you know... I've kind of contemplated whether or not I want to finish watching the season because of, you know, is there going to be a cliffhanger? I don't know.
Sometimes that happens with me if a show gets canceled.
Yeah.
I still never finished Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Hey, that ends kind of appropriately, I guess, as well as any of the
Evil Dead
stuff. Yeah. So, but
what about some of the other shows? Like,
Shazam, that 70s Shazam is on there. They remastered it in HD.
Why would they?
You can really see, you know,
how bad it is.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So if you had any question at all, you can see it in HD quality, clarity of how bad it is. Yeah.
The HD actually removes the rose color from your glasses.
Yes. So you can see in full.
What exactly it truly is.
Yeah, 1080p.
Hot darn.
Have you seen the trailer for the Banana Splits?
No, but I've been wanting to. I've heard it's kind of terrifying.
It is.
Is it? Okay, I still need to watch that.
I was just thinking of bad 70s things.
Yeah. And that
Shazam reminds me of Danger Island from the Banana Splits. I don't know if you remember. I think it was called Danger Island.
Wait a minute. The Banana Splits. Okay.
Big Sid and Marty Krofft puppets.
Right.
Kind of reminds you of H.R. Puff and stuff.
Yes, yeah.
Kind of in that era.
Which is, that thing's creepy.
But great! Who knew? That's almost the old-timey voice, too.
Yeah, it is kind of, yeah.
But that was not really sounding like Charles Nelson Reilly. Which is...
And I haven't watched Titans yet, so I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't seen any of that. But I did watch the entire season of Doom Patrol.
Okay.
Which is really good.
So did Brendan Fraser make a comeback?
Brendan Fraser made a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yeah.
He's been here for years.
That's right.
Sorry. I had to do a little LL Cool J in the most terrible
for
way
Brendan
possible.
Fraser. Yeah. If you're going to do LL Cool J, do it for
Brendan Fraser. Which, you know, he does have a better Mummy movie than Tom Cruise, so yeah.
He does.
He also has a better Encino Man movie than Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's true.
That is very true. Oh, man.
I can't do it.
Is Brendan Fraser better in Doom Patrol or Encino Man? He's better in Doom Patrol.
Okay.
That's a shock. I know.
What about Alan Tudyk?
He's very good as Mr. Nobody or... Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the character.
I will be honest, even though I do not have the streaming service, I did try to sit down to watch Doom Patrol. Yeah. And got through a few minutes of it before I went, I should not be watching this with my 10-year-old.
Yeah, it's probably not a show for that. I wasn't... That kind of surprised me, actually, to be quite honest.
I was not expecting to see someone railing someone else on a table or something. Yeah. Turn that off.
Let alone Brendan Fraser being the one doing that.
I don't know, because I never got past the butt.
Oh, okay.
But that was Brendan Fraser. Yeah. Well, now I know what Brendan Fraser's butt looks like.
Right, I know. And in case anybody was ever wondering.
Before.
So if there's any reason, subscribe to DC Universe.
As if I wasn't pausing George of the Jungle constantly.
But he's put on a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
So if you want to see that version of Brendan Fraser, then it's totally the one.
Dad bought Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
Sam's taking notes.
Dadbod.
Dadbod. Timestamp was this?
first episode.
Yeah, the but it, and he drops F bombs numerous times.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I, you know, they've definitely taken an adult approach. And I mean, I guess Doom Patrol was a Vertigo title at the time.
Was it? No, not initially.
Not initially, but well, I guess I think some of the stuff that
more, the base I think you just hear Grant Morrison and think Vertigo.
That could be. That could be.
He's too, a more adult style writer.
Yeah. But this is definitely an adult angle for sure. Very, very good story.
I heard it's based on the Grant Morrison run?
I think so. Okay. In fact, Alan Tudyk, as Mr. Nobody, frequently breaks the third wall.
Okay.
And fourth wall. One of those walls. He breaks a wall.
He breaks one of the
breaks one of them.
I'm not sure which quadrant the wall belongs to, but
he's breaking stuff, though. Breaking
that third wall! he breaks the third wall and talks
tear it down!
And talks to the cameraman instead of the audience.
Mr. Gorbachev, yes. Tear down that third wall!
Yeah, we're like, what's going on here? But, and he references Grant Morrison.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, he goes, he's like, Grant Morrison fanboys are going to be going all over Reddit complaining about this episode. And I'm like, man, that's kind of awesome that they did that. And, you know, just, and it works in the whole series and the storyline.
I love Alan Tudyk.
And he is.
In everything.
The Tudykness of him.
Even in Moana, where he's just chicken.
He's the chicken in Moana.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
K2SO.
Wow.
He was awesome as K2SO.
I knew he was K2SO, but...
No, I mean, I'm just everything.
He's good,
I just enjoyed him.
He's really good.
King Candy. Don't you know?
Have
some candy!
Have some candy!
You know who he reminds? He reminds that old-timey dude, that old actor. I can't remember his name. Oh, gosh.
What other shows?
He was the voice of things. Like, was he the voice of the Mad Hatter?
Yeah, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I can't do it. But
some candy.
But yeah, so I guess that's all I've watched so far on the DC Universe app is...
I'm just happy that you don't live in an apartment, Rick, so that you don't have to explain...
Explain things. Explain noises. Voices.
Have some candy. And
Son, the kids don't go near that.
Yeah, that's mess.
Steer clear of that house.
Three men go in, weird voices come out.
Exactly. Yeah. So, have you watched... Have you been able to watch Young Justice? I've been hearing.
That's on the list of things that I want to watch too, because I really liked that series when it was out too. I thought that was pretty good. But I've not watched that yet either. There's a lot of the DC animated stuff. The animated movies are on there.
Okay.
A lot of them that I haven't seen, they're all pretty much on there. They have all of the Tim Burton Batman movies. Are on there.
They only made two though, right?
Yeah,
right.
And but they also have, I think, like Batman Forever is on there.
I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, some of that era of Batman
movie Long stuff. Batman and Robin got on there.
I think that is two. Oh, I think.
I don't know what movies are you talking about.
Oh, yeah, they don't exist.
Yeah,
they only made two Tim Burton Batman movies.
That's true. That's true. Yeah,
and nobody whose name rhymes with Mole Moomocker ever got their hands.
Man, I wonder if you two ever made a song for a Batman. If they would have made a song if another Batman movie was out, that would have been pretty good. And Seal, Seal was big that time.
Here's the thing about Seal is Seal is wise enough that he wouldn't even mention Batman in the song at all. They would just make a really cool video that involved animated Batman stuff.
Yeah,
he'd like, I don't know what to call it.
A like, bat dance,
like a hug from a tulip or something. It'd be all artsy.
A handshake from a thorn.
Yes.
Yeah. Was Poison Ivy in that one where Seal does that song for Kiss from a Rose?
No.
No. Okay. So there's no reference at all, really.
No.
There's not even a stretch.
Which one was that song from, actually?
Who
was the villain?
That's what I'm trying to remember.
Jim Carrey.
Wait, wasn't Poison Ivy in the same one with Jim?
No, Jim. Poison Ivy was with Arnold.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's the forefront.
That's right. That's
in the back card.
Yeah, and George Clooney. Yeah. Right. That's the
way I feel.
Yeah. But then also the Christopher Reeve Superman movies are on there also.
Okay.
Which is
including number 4, Quest for Peace.
It is Quest for Peace is on there as well.
That is the
pieces of crap.
The pinnacle of filmmaking.
It is. It is. Yeah. That should be a, you know, a template for every movie maker out there to follow.
But I, you know what? I do have to say that third Dark Knight movie that we don't really mention.
Yeah.
Had a really good soundtrack because you did have The Seal and you did have U2.
That's the
Two-Face and the Riddler and all those. That's Batman Forever. Yeah. Which one is from?
Yeah, I didn't mind that one.
No, it was better than Batman.
Yeah, Val Kilmer was okay as Batman. Yeah.
I didn't have a problem with Val Kilmer as Batman.
Yeah. It went downhill after that for sure. Right,
exactly. How do you guys feel about the former Twilight?
Sorry. Yeah,
I'm gonna go on the record here with a bold statement.
Oh,
I don't give a shit.
There you go.
I'm gonna be cautiously optimistic about whatever it is they do. He made fun of the Twilight movies as much as anyone else.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't.
I mean, he's an actor, right? So if he does his job.
Yeah,
if he acts.
I don't think there's anything non Bruce Wayne-ish about him except he's kind of young.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
He just went full Pat Benatar on me, didn't he?
sure did.
We are strong. No one can tell us we're wrong.
No. No one. No one.
You're welcome. Now that other song's not in your head.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
There you go.
Except now you said you're welcome, and I'm thinking of Moana.
I was too.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. But yeah, that's,
All right.
So there's stuff to watch on there. I mean, for sure. You know, it's, I don't think.
You guys, I clearly said I didn't give a shit, and nobody told me what they thought at all.
Oh, yeah.
They just, like, accepted my opinion and moved on.
But I kind of agree with you. I mean, I know, like, there's people that are like, oh, this and that about
There's a lot of complaints.
Yeah. You know,
as long as he doesn't sparkle, I'm good.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I was like, I really think he would probably do a better job than George Clooney.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't see Marvin doing a worse job. And, you know, quite frankly, he can't really blame George Clooney for that movie.
Yes, no. You blame Joel Schumacher.
Well, too, but you'd still blame.
Joel Schumacher has made a handful of movies that I really liked.
Yeah.
But, you know, take away The Lost Boys and... that was another one, I think. I can't...
Bad Boys? He did Bad Boys.
Did he do that?
Did he?
No, that's somebody else. Jared Bruckheimer. That's Jared Bruckheimer.
Oh, yeah.
He likes everything exploding in his movies.
Here's what I think we should do. I think we should get Joel Schumacher, Bruckheimer, and Michael Bay.
Together,
and have them make a movie. And, like, give them as much budget as they want so that they never finish it.
And
let everybody else make movies.
Just keep them busy so they don't, you know. Give them some intellectual property nobody cares about.
Right.
You know, anymore so they can do whatever they want with that intellectual property.
Did I ever tell you that I read that The Lost Boys were supposed to be much younger? I might have told them. I don't know if I...
No, really.
Originally, the idea was
they were going to
be the Lost Boys, like the kids who never grow up.
But like Peter Pan.
Well, they could be like Robin Hood too, living in the trees and rob sheriffs.
That's true. Yeah. That would be kind of a cool movie. Like, what if they were, you know, Robin Hood's Merry Men were vampires? Mm. Somebody should do that. Mm. No.
Okay. Hey, they've made Cobra versus
Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Right.
Come on. That's a, you know.
They should have done Cobra versus Abraham Lincoln.
That would have been sweet.
Sweet.
That would have been pretty cool.
Have Serpentor show up at the Ford Theater.
Yeah.
On his little hovercraft.
Abraham Lincoln going after him with an axe.
Sartan was John Wilkes Booth.
That kind of... As an alternate histories go, that would be an acceptable one. Yeah.
Scarlet was Mary Todd Lincoln. Ulysses S. Grant was Duke. I'm just going to start finding Civil War.
But, yeah, all in all, the DC Universe app, it's a, I don't think it's a ripoff of the price or anything. I mean, there's stuff there. There's content on there that you can watch and stuff. It's cool, you know. Will I keep it after I'm done watching the stuff I want to watch? Probably not. I don't know. There's comics on there to read as well.
Will it exist when you're not watching the stuff that you...
Yeah.
It seems like it's going to get
swallowed. That's the only concern, I think. I wonder how it can... last, but I mean, like,
this will be my prediction. So I feel that we'll look back at the time prior to now as a golden age of streaming, as companies buy up more and more, and you're going to end up with like three streaming services that control everything.
Yeah, I can totally see that happening. Yeah,
because it makes no sense. I mean, with as much as Warner Brothers does, it makes no sense for them to sell their stuff to Netflix, and Netflix is going to have to start making all original stuff because they're.
Yeah,
when all
losing
these,
stuff.
Right when all now, these, yeah. When Walt Disney and Time Warner start making their stuff, I mean, basically, then what do you got? You got like Lionsgate, you know? And
right. Yeah,
and all the American Ninja movies. So,
all right. The yeah. So I think you're right. I think you're right on hit the nail on the nose there. The let's talk a little bit about Avengers Endgame. Additional footage?
Yeah, lackluster.
Lackluster, you think? Yeah.
Well, I read that it was a preview. I forget what it was. It was like just like a mini feature.
For Spider-Man Far From Home?
Well, yeah, you have that, and then there's just some additional like tribute footage or whatever about filming or something. I don't know. I forget what all it was, but it wasn't...
I'm not going right home about it.
Yeah, and maybe enough people show up and... Or maybe they'll throw something on there that I didn't read about, but...
Will you spend money on it just to push it above...
Avatar?
I would.
Here's my problem. Someone's going to beat Avatar eventually.
Yeah.
Avatar cannot last forever.
Yeah.
They're increasing...
I'm surprised it still has gone as far as it has.
Well, yeah. It's also been released a couple times. And,
yeah, that's true.
But, I mean, in the long run... Disney owns it too, so
yeah. That's true. I mean, so Disney wins either way,
right? I would think Disney wouldn't push so hard for Endgame, so that whenever Avatar comes out, they could Avatar 2, they could be like the sequel to the highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
But if they go worldwide, they can still say domestically, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence about going to see it again. I kind of want to see the movie again, anyways.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've seen it twice so far.
No, I've seen it twice.
Yeah.
So.
I think I've seen it once.
You've seen it once?
I don't think I saw it a second time. No.
Well, come on, Chris.
I'm a busy man.
I know it's like a 3-hour block of time you got to set aside to watch that movie. It's almost like if it wasn't as long, I think it would probably make more money.
Yeah.
You know, because that's kind of the difficult thing for me is like finding the 3 hours, because it's a solid 3 hours you get set aside for that movie.
Yeah, and you might get lost forever.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And call people on coconuts.
You do get a free poster. Select locations.
Oh.
The first hour of money, you're getting a poster, and it's a sketch of Tony Stark's glove.
Oh, We Love You 3000.
And it says We Love You 3000.
That's pretty cool. So, all right. Well, what about post Avengers Endgame stuff like Spider-Man Far From Home? Well, said about this? We're feeling this?
I got a feeling they're going to start going into the whole multiverse.
Yeah, it seems like there's a strong multiverse vibe.
And can I be honest with you? I'm not feeling it.
You're not feeling that?
Because that's what DC did in their comics.
Yeah.
I feel that it's going to be a strong... I think they're going to do some ducking and weaving there. I think that, yeah, they're going to introduce the multiverse, and that's probably how they're going to end up getting the Fantastic Four and the X-Men involved.
Yeah, that seems like a good
over
way to
time,
introduce them, yeah.
Start getting things out of control and then introduce the Beyonder or someone to bring everything together. I don't know if they go that way or not, but I feel like they're going to introduce... this, and it's all going to be the big swerve. Everybody knows Mysterio's a villain. I mean,
he's
always been a villain, and they're setting up like he's a good guy.
Oh, so it's going to be like the reverse of the Mandarin. from Iron Man 3. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, could I guess. I
feel like it's going to be Mysterio setting up his own enemies so that he can become a famous hero on this Earth.
That's what it seems like the story is going to be. Because some of the stuff that they've said already is that Mysterio says that his home planet was destroyed by elementals. Mm-hmm. And the elementals being Hydra Man, Sandman, Molten Man.
Right.
So, yeah. Yeah, that seems completely, makes sense to me that that's the storyline, that he's, setting up his own.
Right.
Yeah, hero story. And then...
How do you feel about Aunt May, just fully accepting...
Peter Parker, Spider-Man, and that her nephew's... Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about that either. I'm getting, the feeling that maybe the world knows he's Spider-Man. Maybe. Because he's, doing press conferences, it looks like.
No.
At least he's doing appearances as Spider-Man, it looks like.
Oh, yeah. He probably got the spider suit.
I mean, the world knows of Spider-Man, but you're saying Peter Parker's doing press conferences?
Well, it looks like he's doing a press conference as Spider-Man, and I'm wondering if he reveals himself or not. Because, in the trailer, it also looks like that the MJ character...
No, she knows.
She knows.
Yeah.
And, is that... they've kind of done a thing in the Marvel Cinematic Universe where they said, kind of secret identities don't really exist, or they're kind of a dumb idea, because they haven't really had any other characters that have had secret identities. Spider-Man's the only one.
Well, yeah.
So I would just wonder if they, and if they're trying to groom him as the new Tony Stark,
does he have an I Am Spider-Man moment?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. I hope they don't do that.
Because that actually takes away from his relationship that we've known him for with J.J. Jameson, the whole...
Yeah.
Right. But we know for sure that Aunt May knows that he's Spider-Man.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you can. I always liked the secret identity thing.
I did too.
Teasing of who's going to find out and when and why and
And he does it to protect his.
Yeah, his I don't see why they would out him publicly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Particularly before J. Jonah Jameson.
But it seems like he's getting funded big time by maybe the Tony Stark Foundation or something.
Oh yeah,
like that,
yeah,
And if that's the case, then, does he have, what does that do for Peter Parker, I guess? Where is he at as a person? Because one of the things I've always liked about him, too, is he's always struggling in normal, everyday life things.
Well, truly, though, how much can they give to him? Because Tony's not going to leave him in his will, because he was dead whenever Tony would have written up that will.
That's true. That is true.
Right.
Yeah.
Wrote up a will while everybody else was working on making the time travel things.
I think for the most part, since Pepper knew how much Peter meant to him, and so did Happy, it's kind of like, oh, we got to, give him...
Take care of this kid. I'm sure they'll take care of him, but I don't think he's like a multimillionaire just because...
No, he's not going to
be that. Just because he's friends with...
Yeah.
But
he's got to make his own way.
Yeah, and and maybe this is just the old comic book guy in me or something like that. I just feel like these Iron Man-esque suits that he keeps getting, it's like, I think what I like about Homecoming was he went back to the basic.
Yeah, at the one.
And that he had to be his own man, but now he's like, I got a spider suit from Nick Fury. Oh, I got a spider suit from Iron Man, and I'm gonna be the new Iron Man. So I'm... Yeah, I won't judge it too much. I'll try to be open-minded about this
incarnation.
This incarnation. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it definitely seems like he's becoming more of an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., if you will.
You're right. So. Instead of the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So, we'll just see.
Yeah.
Maybe it might introduce Secret Wars.
They might, yeah.
Of course, what's the point if they already have Venom?
Yeah. So that's going to be interesting.
Unless they retcon that whole thing. I don't know.
Made $1 billion.
It did make $1 billion. Do you think they'll introduce that as part of the actual MCU?
No. No. Marvel didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah, because that was all Sony.
Yeah.
All right. I guess anything else we want to add?
Well, we promised we'd tease.
Oh, we did. How could we forget that?
Yeah.
What do we have to say about? We're going to say...
I'm going to say, if you listen to this podcast right now, 20 years from now, maybe something different will happen on it.
Right.
That you not only don't remember, but wasn't there. We're going to do a one of our favorite, I don't know if you call it a conspiracy theory or not.
It kind of is. Sort of.
We're just going to talk about the Mandela effect.
In a world where the Mandela effect did or did not happen, would you know, would you find out? If you listen to this podcast 20 years later, we will find out soon enough.
Whoa.
Where do you go from that?
I don't know. I don't think we can go anywhere from that.
Tune in as we adventure into the Mandela. Was it
Mandela effect.
Oh, Mandela effect.
And we're talking about the weird conspiracy theory, not like
Nelson Mandela.
Ending apartheid.
That's right. You know, and just maybe to familiarize people with what the idea is like people thinking one thing occurs, but it really
their memory happen. Of something is completely different than what was the actual truth. And so the theory posits that perhaps we live in an alternate timeline where things have begun to diverge, and the things we remember, some of us remember it one way, some of us remember another, because we each experience differently.
Possibly Thanos did snap his fingers.
We are living in a multiverse.
Possibly a internet reality something or other.
In fact, we can't say in a world. We can say in many worlds coming together.
In a place where many people are living in many other places, wondering, why are we still talking like this?
In a world where Sinbad made a genie movie.
Yes. I guess we'll just end it on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Or else we're going to have a whole podcast.
Just us going, like, in a world.
In a world.
Where the Monopoly Man had a monocle.
Yes.
So stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Yeah,
Undertaker. Oh, Undertaker.
Well, it's all right. All right. Thanks for listening. Check us out on allmyissues.com.
And on our social media pages, on Twitter, Facebook, and where you listen to your favorite podcasts on Google Play and Apple App Store.
iTunes, all that business.
Also,
podcast and what? Oh, go ahead.
I was say, the
Youngstown Comic Con.
There you go.
There you go. We have two special events going on at the Youngstown Comic Con. Not just one. Oh no,
but two.
Two. One being a pop culture comic book related trivia contest.
Yes.
The other,
explosive diarrhea. No.
That happens Saturday night.
Okay.
Yes. After making poor eating choices. Yes.
Yes.
But the next day, that comes after Saturday.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which in most universes is Sunday.
Game of Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage. Game of.
I'm never going to be able to think of that song without thinking Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage. That's. I like that. Sure. Yes, Game of Thrones trivia.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. We'll see you then.
What we're going to do with that trivia is about three quarters of the trivia is going to be awesome. And then right at the last quarter of the trivia that we do, it's going to fall off the rails a little bit.
That's right. It's going to be us.
We're going to make everyone complain probably more than they have to.
Yes.
Because it's not going to be that bad. But it was just compared to the first three quarters.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right.
All right.
So, thanks for listening. And I guess we'll...
Spoiler alert, Sam is going to stab Rick.
Yeah. Oh!
And head north. It's okay, because Rick was killing everyone at the convention.
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, I probably shouldn't say that. That's going to end up flagging somebody at the FBI.
Oh, that could be, yeah.
Meanwhile, back at...
All right, well, thanks for listening again.
Yeah.
And, yeah, check us out at the Youngstown Comic Con.
All right, see you later.
Bye. Bye. Bye.